It is Thursday, July 11th. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
Nancy Pelosi tells progressive Democrats to stop whining about party grievances on Twitter a few days after she was whining about them in the New York Times. Meanwhile, Immigration and Customs Enforcement opens three new privately run detention centers after Congress explicitly told them not to. And lastly, President Trump's big 4th of July salute to himself has bankrupted a fund used to protect Washington, D.C. from the terrorists.
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
Story number one.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi reprimanded the left wing of her caucus in a closed-door meeting Wednesday, telling representatives not to tweet or talk to reporters about inter-party grievances. Pelosi's comments come after the House recently passed a border funding bill that was publicly protested and resisted by the party's progressive members. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who voted against the measure, roared back at Pelosi, saying it was outright disrespectful for the leader to explicitly single out newly elected women of color.
Story number two.
Meanwhile, Mother Jones is reporting that Immigration and Customs Enforcement has started using three new for-profit immigration detention centers in the Deep South. This despite Congress's explicitly ordering ICE in February to detain fewer people. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez responded to the news, saying it justified her opposition to Nancy Pelosi's handing $4.6 billion over to the Trump administration for additional border funding. The bill contained over $200 million for ICE, but it did not include additional detention money the agency requested. AOC tweeted, "DHS and ICE are flagrantly violating congressional orders just as we said they would."
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
President Trump's July 4th celebration of his massive insecurities has reportedly cost Washington, D.C. close to $1.7 million, an amount that has finally bankrupted a special fund used to protect the nation's capital from terrorist threats. In a letter to the president, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser warned that the fund is now depleted and will be running a $6 million deficit by October. The mayor also reminded Trump that the account was never reimbursed for $7.3 million in expenses from his 2017 inauguration, which, if I remember, raised a lot of money.
And now for what we're following today. Some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
A State Department intelligence analyst has resigned in protest after the Trump administration excluded data and evidence on climate change and its threat to national security. Nationwide raids to arrest thousands of members of undocumented families have been scheduled to begin on Sunday. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says Facebook's proposed cryptocurrency project poses serious concerns for consumers and the economy. House Oversight Committee Chairman Elijah Cummings requested Labor Secretary Alexander Acosta's testimony on Wednesday regarding his role in registered sex offender Jeffrey Epstein's 2008 plea deal. And finally, Donald Trump is inviting conspiracy theorists and sites popular with Nazis to a social media summit at the White House. And no invitation for Twitter or Facebook. What are you going to do?
Quicker Quickie.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to the Majority.fm's AM Quickie. I will be live at Netroots Nation today. Lucy.
Thank you, Sam. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon, wherever your podcasts are found.